service tonight.
You've got a request here, we're going to do it for you. We're going to play a little back porch music for you right away. It's not our standard, but we'll get to sit with you whatever we can do, whatever we're able to do right now. This is some, it's a history lesson. Do a bunch of southern songs. This is not a song around here, but it's a song from up where I live. In our beautiful pursuit of manifest destiny, we give ourselves great credit. We thank the good Lord so earnestly. But something's been omitted by the writers of history. Now stand up on some heroes who make this world for you and me. Jamestown, my farmers cleared the forests of seedlings, nuts, and leaves. And everything, everywhere dried up, and the natives got the dry heat. The steels brought malaria, and bees brought their hives. And the Indians got the scarier with yellow skin and eyes. Hoorah, hooray, the bat and rats of London. They crossed the sea for you and me. Let's raise a glass, so thankful to you. Hail, hail, hooray, the bat and rats of London. They made them all treacherous patches to spread the natural juices of each region's room. It's a gift for white people. Parasites decimated the red army of Cornwallis and his flock. Standing weakly on Yorktown battlefield with measles and smallpox. Horses, hogs, and chickens, and dogs, and John Galt's prize worms. Did by convention bacterial strains from imported English germs. Hoorah, hooray, the bat and rats of London crossed the sea for you and me. Let's raise a glass, so thankful to you. Natural juices. So if you get to you, some of you, some of us, hoorah, hooray, hail, hail, hooray, hail, hooray, hail, hail, hooray, hooray. Natural juices. Hey, who led the bad rats of London across the sea? But you can do this place and dance on things on the hill. Hey, who led the bad rats spread along Pepper's Patty Shoe? Spread the natural juices and give to you. The name is just not true. Paramecia have been used to. See, where were the black rats when we needed them the most? There were slave owners to infect, and the Joe Minglers of the American West. Thank you. Yes, sir. We got a new tack for tonight. Your best laid plans scorched. I'd like to do an old song that's been reinvented oh so many times. Many great dirt band, Grateful Dead, lots of other people that played this song in their own inimitable style. And this is yet another reinvention of it. Brought forth first at the Bonnaroo Festival of 2011 on the Sonic stage, Sonic the Hedgehog stage. So this goes out to all Sonic the Hedgehog fans. How many of you? Sometimes I lead, sometimes I follow. But this time I go where she wants me to go. She said, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Will they go deep in the woods and down the long valley road? Oh, but no one was looking. On the old plantation, took her all the way down the long valley road. Came to tear her away, not too much later. But him walking down the old valley road is a walk on, walk on, walk on home. Everybody knows she's gone wild. Somebody said she's gone to a sister. Everybody knows they were talking about. Hey, my lone mother on the old plantation. So we were thinking down the long valley road. Back around like nothing really happened. Nothing can stand on the old valley road. So walk on, 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 walk on. Thank you.
control.
Green.
go by Baltimore. Ain't no carpet on my floor, you come along. Follow me, there's a man in Galilee. The Harlem Green, Green, Friday Road. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love.
But don't you believe them and me?
you don't look like they do. Said, hey, old man, how can you stand to think that way? Did you really think about it before you made the rules? He said, son, that's just the way it is. Some things will never change. Yes, that's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe them? Don't believe them. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So happy to have the Wood Brothers playing with us several times this summer. Actually, they sang the third verse of that song with me at our festival in Virginia over the weekend, so that was great fun. Their Oliver and Chris, their own inimitable stylings on Mid Past the Law.
Not right.
Not right.
Sucking our asses off, at least we're trying for you because it's geographically. about my little boxing at WWF. They love our swagger and it happened. And I love the W of the best of it. There's a club all around us. Our church friends are doing well. Hey, and the youth among the children. Oh, we're going to keep them off from going to hell. Take a minute. This is a song that I wrote out of a great book called Oral History by a great woman from Grundy, Virginia, Southwest Virginia, coal mining country. Lee Smith teaches at NC State. Actually, I'm not sure she still teaches there, but she taught there for years, but that doesn't mean it doesn't matter now, does it? We love her regardless of where she resides.
Change.
we are here. And outside it could always remain that way. Oh, she walked along the jagged ridge. She told me she was sitting there thinking of me. But every time I tried to take her away, she always ran back to the box and the trees. Every time we see her face on the street and a hunger on the hill. Another time and another place I feel her and my heart still. Every time I see her face on the street and a hunger down the hill. I see her in my mind and then I go down the road, down the ticket. Thank you.
about dawn, go tripping down the rocks. That rocky crawl along the skin pad, and the sun shines every day. I'll make a stew and an adventure and two. Making battles on the pattern and a picnic day. And a big rock candy mountain.
I'm not afraid.
Thank you, thank you so much.
Okay, we'll do that.
We'll see if we can do it.
I'm not pretty good at it.
We haven't played it for a while. We don't play it that often, but we'll try to do it.
We'll win some goodwill first with a song that we really know how to play. We'll try that one. Maybe everyone will forgive us if we're terrible at it.
Okay, so this is an old song that I really didn't age well for me for many years, maybe 15, 20 years. I've never played it. And then one night at Wolf Trap up in Northern Virginia, where we're playing the Woodbutters and two nights, someone yelled it out, and I happened to be up here with our friend Chris Steele playing, and playing with us. And someone yelled this out, and I said, well, what the hell, I'll give it a shot. I just didn't say that, I just thought to myself. I've sucked many times before, here's another possibility, I said. I'm used to it. So I tried it, and it reinvented itself that night, so here it is.
One
semester as a kid. I worked for tips and pennies. Fresh and fruit, fish and chips, busting ass for pennies. Now I am embarking on a gratuitous guilt trip. Trapped inside a restaurant, wondering what to tip. Just a tip in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'd like to play a little accordion for you right now. I'm terrible at it, but it doesn't stop me. I don't like that instrument. Oh yeah, that's right. This is where we started. Screaming for Jacob's Ladder is a song that I wrote for my old friend. He's going through some tough health issues and doing better. You say the Lubav, and Huey Lewis, my old friend. And my brother Jonathan Bigelow Horns, who wrote this song with me. And I guess you could say this is sort of a semi-sundered song. And it's a new term.
In between,
which would mean Missouri, Kansas, semi. Anyway, who cares? Sorry, I've been in my own head here, and I'll get out of it for you. And this is a song, this is the aforementioned song that we wrote for Huey Lewis. We didn't write it for him, but we turned him down once. He asked to record an earlier song, a sardonic song, about sorority girls called Let the Girls Rock.
Susie shakes it so, caught in the rug in her casual clothes.
She's testifying,
singing to a bottle of beer.
Anyway, that's it.
Let the girls rock. Gonna take a ride on the love train. Let the girls rock.
Okay, that's enough of that. Actually, Bruce Willis recorded that song. Ill-fated, though, didn't make his record. He made a record called The Return of Bruno. How many people own that? Maybe about as many people as own our Dulcimer record. You have it.
Very fantastic. Oh, my.
Well, there's got to be a story behind it. We're here on the bus tonight on the way to World Trap. Anyway, so here it is. Go ahead, Chad. Do it till you're satisfied.
Been a fan dancer down Southside Birmingham. Been running from a fat man, sent a salvation in his head. Every set is trying to save me, but I'm doing alright, best that I can. Oh no, just a pair of fallen angels trying to get through the night, step by step.
We have some good requests here. I'm going to play just a little medley of a couple of things that's been asked for here. Some man is, some man, I'm not saying a man, but be a woman.
looks like kind of some funky old elementary school writing that looked like mine, sort of male vibe, but you can't typecast. So someone, I don't quite have the name of the song, right? It's asking for a song called Crown of Thorns. It sounds more like a biblical tune. This is more than I think what you're hoping. I'm hoping what you're asking for is a song about a beauty queen gone bad. Thank you.
Appreciate you coming so much.
Junior Center. So happy to be here with y'all. Thank you so much for coming out and hanging out with us. And the Wood Brothers, you're great.
Appreciate it so much.